We are on Daf, Tzadik Vov Bet Aleph. Amar Rav Pope, around 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Pope, Hayman the Gozel Dikla Mechavre. A person stole a dekel from his chavre. The Kotle, he chopped it down. Afal gav the shodyo me'aro la'ara didei. Even though he threw it down from the karka of the nigzol to his karka, leikoni is not koine. My time mi kore dikle mikri v'hashta nami dikla mikri. Now, Rav Pope is telling us a chiddush din in Shinui. He's telling us that a tree that's growing and a tree that's chopped off, both of them are called a dekel. So, Memele, he's not koine the tree by chopping it off because there's no Shinui. Just let's see Tosfos for 1 second. The gozel dikla v'kotlei, half agav the gozel behema v'kotlei koni. Tosfos says if a person will steal a behema and kill it, yizicha koni, that zicha called a shinui. Hosam havishini deminka tvei, to make from a balchai a mace, that's called a shinui haminka, that's called a change. But to take a dekel that was growing, and now, it's not growing anymore, it's chopped down. Looking at the dekel, Basher Husham, there's no Shinui Niker, and that's the Chiddush of Rav Pope. It's not called a Shinui Niker. Now, there's a Meiridika Ha'ore that the Achroinim ask, a Gazlan is Koine B'Shinui. So, when does it become a Gazlan? Kozman, the tree is mechuba, so he's not a gazlan. He didn't make any ma'aseh gzeila. When does it become a gazlan? When it becomes metaltala. So he stole a kotzitz dekedekel. That's what he stole. He didn't steal a mechuba dekedekel. The Gemara says, along this, that a dekel kotzutz is not different than a dekel that's natua. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. But let us say for 1 minute it is different. So, I mean, we'll say like Tosfos Kash, what's the difference here? A live behemah and a dead behemah, a live tree and a dead tree, it's also called, it was nishtan. Fine. Let's say like that. So, a filler we will say that a cut tree is a shinui. But the din of Shini is he has to be nishtan of what he stole. Whatever he stole has to change from what he stole. He stole a cut tree. He didn't steal a mechubadika tree. Kozman it's mechubah, it is the nice gzela. So the gzela starts after it's cut. No, so I stole a cut tree. So if I stole a cut tree, so where's the Shini? This is what I stole. If I would have stolen a mechubadika tree and I cut it, then you have a shaila. Is it called change? Isn't it called change? So then we understand Rav Pope's pilpul over here. But I stole a cut tree. So what is he saying? Mikore dikla mikri vashtanami dikla mikri. The Rav says, this is the Gabikinyan Shinui, we look, Basa Shas Heyoisa Bershus Baila. It has to be different than how it was Bershus Baila. Not it has to be different from what he stole. It has to be different what it was. When it was Bershus Bailem, it was a Mechubadike Dekel. And now, if a dekel kotzes would be a shinoi, so this he would be kinder because this is different than what the bialim possessed. Other say pshat that the gzeila and the shini can come by basachas. That means it becomes gozel when it's kotzutz, and the basachas it's nishtane, and the gzeila and shini help by basachas. The Dvar Avrom chelak gimel simen lamed aleph says pshat. The Gemara says something else. Afal gav. The shodye me'ara la'ara didei. Gemara says, he threw it down from one karka to his karka. What is the Gemara coming to tell us? So the Dvar Avrom says, we know that in order to become a gazlan, you have to make a ma'isa kinyan. Without a ma'isa kinyan, you don't become a gazlan. What was the ma'isa kinyan? Chopping down a tree is not a ma'isa kinyan. There's no such kinyan. So the kinyan is kinyan chotza. And it's speaking about as follows. It's speaking about that his shochen, the nigzel, his tree was right on the border of the gazlan's property. And the gazlan went into the nigzel's property and chopped down the tree. And when it got all chopped, so it fell in Aver Chatzeroi. So he became then a gazlan. Then there was a shinui bevasachas. And he says the vault is a maisek zeilu with a maisek shini bevasachas. There's also a Kenyan Shini, if this would have been a Shini. While Kaponim, Rapopo was Machadish, this is not called a Shini. The Mikor, a Dikla Mikri, Hashtanami Dikla Mikri. It's called a tree. Dikla Va'ovid Guvi, what happens if a person stole a chopped down tree already, and he made logs out of it? It's also like Oni. Hashtami is guvi de dikla mikri. These are called the logs of the dekel. So it's also considered, these are dekel logs. So mamela, this is also not considered something different than was in existence in before. Guvi, he stole logs of dinakshuli. He made from the logs beams. That's already called a shini. That is called something else. Before there was a log of a dekel, which is something which doesn't have, theoretically, any use. Now he made it into a beam, koni. That's called a shinui. Kshuri rabravi, if there were large beams, vavdini kshuri zutri, he made them smaller beams, loikoni. It's also, that's not called a shinui. Before it was a beam, now it's also a beam, a larger beam, a smaller beam. That is not a shinui. Vavdinen ktsutsaiso, what if he made it a board, from a beam he made a board, that is called a shinui. Let's see what Rashi says, v'kotle kotze, lekone lishlumi domi, that he should, we was koine, and that he could pay money, elo, yoiv leidik lagufi, returns the dekel, deleke shini Hashem lemiknayu. There's no shini Hashem. Gufi, this is logs, kutsutsaisa, kroshim boats. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Amar Rove, Haiman the gozel lulive, a person stole a lulav, vodino hutsi, and he made out of this lulav leaves. What's that? Hutsi is what Rashi says, shenotkon, olo minashadri. Cut off all, they pulled off all the leaves from the shedra. So before you had a lulav, and now you have leaves. Koni. That's called he made something new. The mikore luliva mikri, before it was a lulav. A lulav is a shedra with leaves, and now he has loose leaves. Vahashta hutzi, now it's leaves. Before it was a lulav, now it's leaves. Hutzi vaavdino chufye. What if he stole leaves? He stole leaves of a lulav, and he split each leaf in half. Every leaf of a lulav is a double leaf. He wanted to make a broom. Now, he wanted to make a broom. A double leaf is not too mesugal to become a broom. So he split each leaf in half in order to make it for a broom. Connie, Mikori Hutzi Vahashta Chufye. Before it was a leaf, and now it's a broom. Chufye, what if he had split leaves? There were a broom, Ba'ovnei Shashure, and he made a hevel out of it, a type of a rope. He braided these split leaves. Loikone, my time of the Hoda Sosa Levava Chufye. This can be taken apart. So she need the Hoda. And so it's not called there was a shini. Boy Rav Pope Nechleko Atiyoimis Mal. Rav Pope Klada Shaila, what is the din of Nechleko Atiyoimis? Let us see what Rashi says. Kaf Taima Ramtsoi Heoyoin Tiyoimisi. Now, the Rashba says Pshat this Rashi. The Stiras Rashi, Rashi and Sukkim, Taisus will have two Pshatim. But Al Kaponim, the Rashba says Pshat in this Rashi, we're speaking about the middle leaf that the Lulav has, and it was split. Kaf Toima Ramtsoi Ha'elyoin, the top middle leaf, Tiyoimisi, that's called the Tiyoimis, or it's double. Every leaf is double. We're talking about the Hatiyoimis, the miyuchistik double leaf, that which is the top leaf with the shedra ends with this leaf. And it was split. And the Rashba says it was split either all the way, or loy, rubai kekulai. That's al kaponim, how this, the dwal will learn the Gemara the way Rashi explains it. Boy rapop nechle katayim esmao, toshma, the omar rabbi moson, omar rabbi yeshua ben levi, Nitlo atiyoim is possible. What if the whole middle leaf was removed? It's possible. So my love, who adin lenechleko? So if it's split, it's also the same thing. Tmo says, loy, you can't compare one to the other. Nitlo shani, the chosolo. You're missing the leaf. So there, it's possible, but could be nechleko as kosher. So you can't be poishit. And according, if that was the member of Rav Mosen, that nitla atiyemis is possible, so you can't bring a raya, but it is by nechleka atiyemis. Ike da amri toshma, there was a different member of Rav Moshe, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, he said something else. Nechleka atiyemis nase kemoshe, nitla possible. He says, Rav Moshe was speaking directly about nechleka atiyemis. And he said, nechleka atiyemis is possible, just like nitla atiyemis. So Mamele, he compared it, so. He compared it. Fine. So the second lotion is that it is possible. Now we're going to have a Mirdike Rashi. How are we coming? We're learning now Hilchus Lulav all of a sudden. How does that come into Baba Kameh? Well, the first one was Hilchus Shinoi. We were talking about that he made leaves from a lulav, he made a broom from leaves. So they were talking about Hilchashini. Now all of a sudden talking about Kashras, the Kosher's apostle. Maila Vuadin Lenechlako, so Rashi says as follows. Bekivin de Lenyim Psul Mifsale, Lenyim Mikne Nami Shina Yehu Vekoni. Oh, so Rashi now tells us Amir de Kechidish, which we have to appreciate immensely. So Rashi is saying, the Gemara, we're not learning Hilchus Lulav now. We're learning Hilchus Gzela. We're talking about Nechleka Atiyemis, the middle leaf was split all the way, right. In Hilchus Paslos, it's possible, for you can't be Yotza Mitzvah Lulav. So Rashi says, if it's possible that you're not Mekaya Mitzvah Lulav, that's called Ashinui. Even the linyim posel mifsula lin, it's posel in yemikne namishinu vikoni. Whatever is posel, we are transferring the rechayim to cheshem mishpat. If it's posel in the nerechayim, so that means it's a shinui. So you kind it. Meredikazach. That means we had a whole bunch of things before. Tzabashpo, we had a person cut, there was a growing deckle, he chopped off the deckle. it's not growing anymore. No, 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 no. That's not a shina. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Now, a lulav with a split leaf between you and me is also the same thing. I mean, a lulav with one split leaf. So, therefore, Rashi is being machadish among the ki yisod. But it's possible. The halacha passels it. If it's possible, that gives it a shame shina, which we will try to explain soon. But before we explain this, I'd just like to mention a beautiful ha'ore from the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim asks Akashe, we had before a memre, a person stole a lulav, and he took off all the leaves. So Hove says, it's a shinui. Why is it a shinui? Because before it was called a lulav, and now it's called leaves. That's called a shinui. Like the Teres Chaim, why do you have to say it's a shini because it's called something else? A lulav with the leaves are torn off. Is a posel a lulav? So say it's posel. But why do you have to say called? Here, a lulav with a split middle leaf is called a lulav. I got news for you. It's called a lulav. But you're telling me a shtik teira, but since it's posel, the shame psusha boy gives it a teira shinoi. Fine. We have to accept the slowness. So to say here, why do you have to say a shtik teire? Beautiful kasha. Why do you say a shtik teire? Because it's not called a lulav anymore. If it's called a lulav, it's a posel a lulav. So to teiris chaim, a very interesting teretz. Here we're speaking about this lulav was posel from before already. It had a split leaf already. I stole a posel a lulav. So now, by taking off the leaves, so I'm saying it's a posel a lulav. I stole a posel a lulav. So Mamela making it more possible is not a shinoi. It was possible before. Now there's another reason why it's possible. Here you have to say the reason it's I was kinda because Mikore Korile Lule Bahashta Korile Hutzi. That's what the Teres Chaim says. A Muridika Teres. It makes an akimte that before it's speaking about apostle of Lulev and now it changed because Korile Now, this svara that the shame psul gives it a teira shinoi, we have to appreciate what's the lomdus in this, what's pshat in this. So Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Yurim wants to say, there's a gemara in Lulav HaGozel, if a person had a hodos and there was more anovim than alim. He had a lot of black anovim there. You can kasher the hodos by taking off the anovim, then it becomes a kasher hodos. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do this in Yom Tov. You're not allowed to take it off in Yom Tov. I'll tikkun money. It's called your masakana keli. You made the bindabo. But what's the tikkun money? Before you had a hodos, but it wasn't a chetzah shel mitzvah. It was it's possible a mitzvah. By taking off the berries, it becomes now a chepsi shal mitzvah. So in Yontef, you're not allowed to do this because that's called tikkun mona. I created a chepsi shal mitzvah. From making ois chepsi shal mitzvah, a chepsi shal mitzvah, it's called tikkun mona. Zutabalchonam. So if it's called by making ois chepsi shal mitzvah, a chepsi shal mitzvah, that's called I made a mona. So l'chayre, it works the opposite also. If I took a chetzah shal mitzvah and made it ois chetzah shal mitzvah, so that's called a tava mona. He broke the keli. I mean, l'chayre, if this is called a new entity, a chetzah shal mitzvah is called a different entity, even though to the naked eye it doesn't look any different, but it's called, this is called different. Before you had a hodas with berries, and now you have a chetzah shal mitzvah. So this is called a different entity. The halachish boy makes it a different entity. So he says, who atin? If I have a chetzah shal mitzvah and I make it ois chetzah shal mitzvah, that's called a tavamonas. I had a keli and I made it ois keli. That's what the Vachonah wants to say. He has a big problem with this because we'll have later in, that if a person made a mum in a kolben, So it's not called a shinui. Zorim oz anoizen. It's not called a shinui, and that's it is psarayis afilu. It's oimed. It's oimed likorev afapikin. It's not called a shinui. So this is a problem. But here's another mahalach. But let's not go into the second mahalach. Let us see Toisvis. We'll see Meir de Kazachin and Toisvis. So the vial we learned pshat in Rashi that nechlek atayemis means the middle leaf. There was the lulav had one middle leaf, and that leaf split either kulay or rubay. That's a psul of nechlek atayemis. And Meika didn't be paskin like this, that if roiv is nistak, roiv of the middle leaf is nistak as possible. But if you have only a miut, so es ist kein ganzer lulav, but it's a kosher lulav. Nechleko hatayimis, motzari b'tshuvas hagoinim, nechleko hatayimis, oisoi hutso ha'olyain b'roisha lulav, שאין הוצא למיילו אמנו, והוא כשני הוצים דבוקים זה בזה, ונקרואים תיימס, וחיימש ממיתוי חלוכס גדולס, שרוצם לפורש כאן. Now, what is פשט in this תשובס הגוינם? אמיר לי כפשט. בתשובס הגוינם לא עם פשט, that the lulav ended with two alim אמצעיים, two leaves, it ended with two leaves. And the two leaves were attached with karev. Whether that's the red or brown thing. Afamachta lulav. Afamachta lulav means you have with karev, and it's mamish stuck together. These two leaves were stuck together through the karev. These two leaves were stuck together through the karev. And what happened? He took off the kare, wanted to be boidik each leaf to see if it's a ganze leaf or not. And by doing that, he separated these two leaves, which were attached by the kare, he separated them. Steht in the ga'oinim that it's a puzzle of lulav. You just puzzled your lulav. You're trying to look if each leaf is ganze, nish ganze, is a murdika maima moltchai. My Moltke says, if you buy a lulav with kare and the two middle leaves are attached, chepenish, don't take it apart. Because by, he says, you want to look at the tip of each leaf, mustamets kosher, side by side. And if it's a little split, so it's a little split, zechnish gefella. But by taking it apart, like the goyim, you have a puzzle of lulav. It's very interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the shikas hagoyim, but, in Vina Shvi, there's a Chuvis HaGoinim, and Bala Lochis Gdoilis, these Gdoile Apoiskim, some Amele. So that's a Deilam Pshat, a Mirdike Pshat, that the two middle leaves are attached together, and if they're separated, the guns, each leaf is guns, but if you separate these two middle leaves, it's possible. That's like Nechlaka Teyevis. Ule Divreye, Zuktaisvis, so you can't find a kosher lulav. Because the Beis Yosef says, the Balei Tosfos didn't have such, he says in Eretz Yisrael, we have a multitude of these lulavim that they're attached with kare. We have a lot of these lulavim, the Beis Yosef says. But seems the Tosfos in France didn't have such lulavim. So Meus HaTosfos says, according to the Goinim, you need a lulav that the two middle leaves are attached together. You can't find a kosher lulav. Maybe 1 out of 500 maybe can find such a lulav. My ancient Gatayisu gave us statistics. 1 out of 500 you can find a lulav that the two middle leaves are attached. The Yeshloima. So Taisus first understood that Pshat is the lulav needs that the two leaves have to be attached. Yeshloim Sataisa says, no, maybe that's not Pshat. Shafla Divrayim ain't posel ala shahoya mitchilo ki inyin zeva nechlak shenishtana mibliyos. Maybe the goyim don't mean that. Not the goyim to mean that every lulav you have to have that the two middle leaves are attached. lulav that the two middle leaves were attached and they got separated. So that's possible. So Mamela, so we have kosher lulavim. This is God Amiridike Ha'ore that the Maimamotrai says, don't shepherd with the lulav of Karev. Because you can parcel it according to the Goyin. Obekuntes Pirish, Nechlekote Yoimish, Shnei Alim Al Yenim Atzaim, Shishom Kola Hashedra, Nechlekoze Mizevenizdeko Hashedra at Ha'olim Shulamata Mehem. Rashi, this is a Rashi in Sukkot. We're not talking about that these two leaves were mechubel with kare. No. We're talking about the two middle leaves were separated by that there was a stack in the shedra. It's not samazay like this. The two separate leaves side by side. No, they were separated. He went further down. He went into the shedra. So now the lulav looks like it's a two-sided lulav. One side of the lulav is going in the right. One side is going in the left. Because this stack in the shedra separated the alim on both sides. Nizdaka shedra adolim shamatem em, and mitoch perushe mashma shenizdaka shedra kol kach, shenirin ha'olim ha'oyenim chalukim ha'mufuzorim zem izah. I mean, all the alim ha'oyenim, it looks like that you have two lulavim. There's one. The shedra is split and half of the lulav is going in one direction, the other half is going the other direction. Yeah. So the Dvar Yaakov says the difference between the Ri and Rashi, L'chayr, they're both saying the same thing, that one leaf became separate from the other, but according to Rashi, it means it was a drastic separation. It looks like half of the loo is going one way, half of the loo is going the other way. According to the Ri, it looks like a normal lulu, but it was Nizdak in the Shedra also. That should end with two alim. So now, the moment of being a raya from a member of a Yeshua ben Levi, nitla atayim is posel. Nira lari, daha da oma niktam roishay posel. Now, the Ri has a tremendous problem. The Ri has a problem. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, Niktam Roishai Posel. What does Niktam Roishai mean? That the Ri understood that the spitz of the lulav was chopped off. It was chopped off. Niktam Roishai is Posel. So the Ri had a Mordi Kekashe. If the top leaf, the Roish of the lulav was chipped off a little bit, is Posel. So what is he telling us? Nitlo hatiyoyim is posel. If the whole leaf was taken away, it's posel. I'm sure they. I feel the top of the leaf was chipped off is posel. So nitlo, if you take off the whole leaf, I'm rather give us it's posel. This problem the Ri had. Nir l'ri, b'hodam ha'niktam roishay posel, hayne sheniktamu harbe min ha'alem. Niktam roishay does not mean the top leaf, it means the top leaf. It means that all the leaves that are over the shedra, that go over the shedra, all those leaves, or rive of those leaves, were all chipped off. That's possible. But if just one leaf is chipped, there's no problem whatsoever. So they said, but nitlo hatiyoyim, if this top leaf was completely taken away, that is possible. So heinish nikto harbe min ala. Teidet ein lecha niktam yoysim imetilas atiyoymes. Mash gedavke nitla, aber niktam kosher. So therefore, because of this kasha, the Ri said, niktam roishay means roiv of harbe min ha'olim, of the olim which are on the Rosh HaLulav, and Nitlat Yevis means the middle leaf. Ve'oidai mari de matzi lemeima de nitla itzachlai de salke daitach da vahodar tveik she nitla kula yoysa minikta. Now, we'll just hear now the Ri is saying a mouthful. The Ri says as follows. The Ri says, no, you're saying that if Niktam is possible, it was chipped off on the top, it's possible, so if the whole leaf was taken off, it's about to give it's possible. So the Ri, no, it's not true. If you see a leaf that's Niktam, so that's not so hodah. You see, it's chipped off. That's not hodah. But if the whole leaf was taken out, I once thought, I think someone being down in the safe, there was lighter, a lulav seicher that was selling ganze lulavim, and I was able to sell ganze lulavim. Really, the middle leaf was gespalten, so he took out the middle leaf. So no one realized he took out the middle leaf, and now everyone was looking, which is the middle. So the side leaves are very good, and no one realized that the middle leaf was taken out. So Bekitzel, the Ri says, if you have a leaf and it's chipped off, so this felt in Hoda. You see, it's a leaf and it's chipped. This felt in Hoda. But if you take out the whole leaf, you can do such a good job that it's not even recognizable that there was a leaf there and was taken out. So this is Hoda. She's telling me that Nitla is also possible. Nitla is a bigger Chiddush than Nikta. Fine. Okay. But now Rabbi Kevega saw from this Tosfos a Moiradika Chiddush. Was Magen Avraham steht nicht so, Mishnah Brura steht nicht so, aber this Tosfos is a Moiradika Chiddush. Mishnah Brura de Magen Avraham say, the din of Niktam Roshe is possible. Why is it possible? They say it's possible as Lakicha Tamen. That he has to be, that it's, that's a chasorin in the lulav, it's not tamo. Lakach tem, lakicha tam, need a lakicha tam. If it's shipped, it's not a lakicha tam. Lakicha tam is only possible yontif. Chalamoy lakicha tam is kosher. Taisvah starts being mafalpul bar hodo. Maybe this is more hodo than this. That nital is more hodo than nikta. So if you see from Taisus Rabbi Kevega, we see Taisus did not learn like the Magen Avraham, that the Psul is out Lakicha Tame. Taisus learned the Psul is out Hodo. Niktam is Posel out Hodo. Nitl is Posel out Hodo. And I didn't have me, but this is more Hodo than this. So comes out a Shreklach HaChumra according to Taisus. Like this, if in Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Brura, Niktam Roshe, Chalamoy, I don't have to look anymore. Yod Niktam, Nish Niktam. There's no din of lakicha tame. According to this Taisvis, you have to look the whole chalamayit. Maybe it's a psul in hodo. That's one nafkamina. There's another meiradika nafkamina if the psul is als hodo or as lakicha tame. There's a meiradika mabit. The mabit says, when you look at an esrik, you're not supposed to scrutinize the esrik. That's not. Hodor is, you're holding the esrig away from you, and you look, and if they have 20-20 vision, medavke, and you look at it, and it looks good, that's a hodor dike esrig. That's hodor. If you look at it, you'll find 20 dots, that's what you have to bring it. But hodor is not measured by scrutinizing. Hodor is measured, you're holding the esrig in a normal position, that distance from your eye in this position, it looks ganz fine. That's called hodah. No. They say going Rabbi Shlomo Yaakov Fisher Zechena Levracha, when they showed him esrogim, he used to hold the esrog, he used to twirl it a little bit, kosher. He didn't look at it too close. If I can't, others say someone comes to Meir Ha'ira, he saw that. So now he comes to the Meirah, so it takes him 15 minutes to find the dot. If it takes you 15 minutes to find the dot, I'll tell you it's kosher before the Meirah sees it, because that's called Hodah. That's, in Hodah, Hodah is not measured with scrutinizing. In Lakicha Tama, Zut Rabbi Kevega, it has to be Tama. I don't see if it's chipped, if it's not chipped, so you don't see, but if it's chipped, it's not Tama. So it's a Meirah de Kenafkamine, if niktam is posel al flukichatama, so memele, so then it's kosher the other days, if it's, and then you have to scrutinize it, is it taka niktam, nish niktam, if it's posel al, it's posel al todo, you don't have to scrutinize it, but it's posel kol shiva. Look the Gemara weiter. Look the Gemara weiter. Amar Apope, Haiman, the Gozal, Afra Mechavre. A person stole Ofo, but off the Levainse, and he made from this Ofo, he made a brick. Like honey, so Lachedi should be a shinui. My time, the hodel mashvele yafre. You can crumble a brick, it will be back what it was before. So this is called a shini the hodel, and we'll see how Papa holds, it seems a shini the hodel is not kind of. Leventa, what if he stole a brick, but of the afro, and he crumbled the brick and he made it offer, kani, here he's kind of ready. My amre, dulma hodel v'ovid le leventa, he can make it back into a brick. Hai leventa achita hu uponim chadoshes bolokan. Amira de kezach. This brick is a new brick. This is not yena brick. This is not yena brick. It's not the exact size of yena brick. It's a new gibble. This is not yena brick. So memele, so if you make, you stole a brick and you made it in, you crumbled it into offal. So that's a shini, that's a shini, that's a real shini. If you stole, you stole off or you made it into brick, a brick, that's a shini dohoda. Let's see what Rashi says. Panim chadosh is bo lakan, loy zu hi levein orishayna. This is not the first brick. El zu levein achet. This is a different brick. Shehutz rach tikum vigibu bifnei atzma. I mean, this is a different brick. This is a different entity. Maybe you have the same offer, but this is a different brick. It's a whole new entity. It can't be exactly the same. So this is called a different brick. So this is called, so if I made it into offer, the previous brick that was stolen will never come back again. You'll never be able to duplicate the previous brick. This is called, so that's called a shini. Bamara Popet, Haiman the Gozel Nascha. A person stole a piece of silver without any form, and he made a coin out of it. Loikoni, my time hoda ovid lo nascha. You can make it again into a nascha, a coin. You can make it into a piece of silver. You just bang it up a little bit, and it's what it was before. Zuzi vavdino nascha. But what if he stole a coin and he made this into a nasre? Koni. My amrit hoda ovid lo zuzi, he can make it again into a zuzi. Ponim chadoshis bo lekam. This is a ponim chadoshis. What does Rashi say? Nascha palta shel kesef. Hoda ovile nasre, im yirtze. He can make it again a nasre. That when he made it zuzi, he's not going to, because it's a shini dod, he can make it again a nasre. Mirze, v'shini achayz l'bri yoseyu. V'hocha lek l'meim aponim chadoshis, v'in odom makpid al ribua v'tikud no shtei chaticha ba'alme. That means a nasre, there's no cheshivis, there's no concern the size, if it's a piece of silver. So memele, if it's the dimensions, the size is leimal leimeret. Pieces of silver, there's no, that means by bricks, there is such a cheshben, I need a certain size brick. This is not that brick. This is a little smaller, a little bigger. But, or the same thing, if I stole, a matbeye, and then I made it tanas, and I make it a new matbeye, this is not the old matbeye, this is a different matbeye. But if I stole a I stole a nasre and I made into matbeye. So since I can bake it again back into a nasre, even though this nasre is not similar to the first nasre, that's irrelevant because nasre means a piece of silver. It doesn't, the dimensions and the size is lemal of lemayit. Va'avdei zuzi loikoni. Now this is a mordik and machudish tiket taisvis, which are the rishonim achoylek and taisvis. So taisvis a mordik is achdavke avdei zuzi. Davke, he made, he had a piece of silver and he made a coin out of it. So mother says that's not called a shinoi because it's a shini the hoda because from the coin he can make again a piece of silver. Avol also min hanascha kli, but if he stole a piece of silver, he made a keli out of it. Ki goin kois shal kesef. He made a silver becher, koni, and he is coin. Avol gav the hoda ovid le nascha. We have the same mechanics over here. We said that a zuzi is a shini dahoda because after it became a zuzi, it can still become a nasche. So the same thing, he made a kois, it can also become a nasche. He can bang it up till it becomes a nasche. Loigora minesorim vason kalim, avo zuzi ulevene ein teires shivis aleim kolkach. Now, so I saw that by Yaakov is mavaya shikas atoisvit. Taisvis held. You cannot say that Rapapa holds every shinui the hodar is not koine. That Taisvis held like that. Others say because Rabbi Natam said according to Rapapa, Shvach shall gabi gzeila the gazman have because he's koine with shini, even though it's a shinui the hodar. Taisvis did not want to say that Rapopo Shini Dahodar is not Kaine. We have a Mishnah, a member of Abaye, a Goizel, Eitzim Vason Kalim, is a Gozal Nesorim, Vason Kalim, and you can take it apart again. You can take apart the Nesorim and they'll become Oiskel. For that's me, Yakaine. Yakaine. A Shini Dahodar is Kaine. And here we have a whole Gemara that's telling us a Shini Dahodar is not Kaine. So Taisvah says, here we're speaking about that, here we are speaking about that, it's a shini gorua. Hold in from a nasche to a zuzi, it's a shini gorua, number one. And number two, it's hoda. So this combination makes that it doesn't have a teira shini. But if it is a shini choshuv, I stole a nasche and I made it into Kaili, or like the case of the Mishnah, he stole Nesorim and made it into Kalim, so that is called a Shini Choshuv, and there you'll be Koine. Such a Shini Dahoda, even though it's in Yesod, it's a Shini Dahoda, you still be Koine.